As the fall hunting deer seasons approach, the state DNR has an update on how Wisconsin is containing chronic wasting disease. We're talking about it here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. CWD is a contagious and deadly neurological disease, and the Department of Natural Resources has ordered hunters in six northwestern townships to submit deer they kill this fall for CWD tests. And a deer baiting and feeding ban is now in effect for Barron, Burnett, Polk, and Washburn counties. Do you hunt deer? What questions do you have about CWD regulations? We're at 800-642-1234. Danielle Kading is WPR's reporter in Superior. Danny, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So the DNR rolled out a lot of its plans yesterday, and you were listening in there. The DNR says it will first expand these testing kiosks and carcass disposal sites for hunters. How is the DNR said how these programs are going to roll out?
Well, they're really depending on public involvement and participation in order to expand these programs. Like you mentioned, the Adopt a Kiosk program and the Adopt a Dumpster program. Those were two programs that were rolled out last year, and they saw a good level of participation with the dumpsters. They had about 16 sites that were volunteers and organizations sponsored them so that they could have proper carcass disposal for deer statewide. And so they would like to see this expanded across the state, and they're looking for volunteers and organizations to sign up and sponsor these stations to help them be able to do that.
Well, what happens at these kiosks and these dumpster sites? Can you bring us to them?
Yeah, so like with the Adopt a Kiosk sites, for example, that really focuses on CWD sampling. So the idea is that people can submit a deer head along with like a portion of the neck and then fill out information like where they harvested the deer, the hunter's contact information, and submit all of that for testing at these kiosk stations. And with the Adopt a Dumpster sites, the idea is that you can dispose of the deer carcass there rather than, you know, other options like possibly leaving it on the landscape, which I don't think is common practice among hunters in the state.
So these dumpsters, they're lined and you just basically throw the deer carcass into the dumpster?
You dispose of the deer in the dumpster.
And then in several northwestern Wisconsin communities, the DNR says it's ordered hunters to submit any killed deer for CWD testing. Why did the DNR make this decision?
Yeah, this was something that came about after they saw a cluster of three positive detections in wild deer in Eau Claire County last year. And as you may know, they have increased their surveillance and sampling efforts more recently. Last year was the first year of that where they were doing increased sampling and surveillance in the West Central District, which includes about 19 counties in western Wisconsin. And they try to get enough samples so they can see the prevalence of the disease. And for that particular area, they didn't get the kind of samples, the level of sampling that they would have liked. So they're going back to round out that sampling so they can get a better idea of what's happening in that area.
So this is really about taking stock and making sure we understand what CWD is, how it is going on in Wisconsin. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, for years we had seen a lower level of surveillance. I mean, this kind of detection for CWD hasn't been done since around 2006, when they had more than 30,000 samples taken from deer that were harvested. And as little as 4 years ago, we saw sampling decrease to around 3,000. So this is an effort to get a better idea of the prevalence of the disease in wild deer.
We're talking about new steps announced by the DNR this week to address chronic wasting disease, or CWD. Danielle Kading is WPR's reporter in Superior. You can join in. What questions do you have about CWD in deer? Are you a hunter, or do you enjoy the outdoors? What do you think researchers should be doing and exploring? How should the state be addressing this neurological disease? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Danny, the DNR says testing and disposal sites will now be included on the DNR's app. It's called Hunt Wild Wisconsin. Have hunters had issues finding these sites in the past?
I don't know if hunters have had issue finding the app and some of the information. They would definitely like to see more accessibility to that information, though, through the DNR's website. Those were some of the recommendations that were announced yesterday by the Wisconsin Conservation Congress. They had worked with an advisory committee and the DNR and the State Natural Resources Board to develop some ideas of what they could do to, you know, better educate the public and release information about CWD. And putting CWD information top of the list so people can see it clearly on the website was one of them. The other thing that they were recommending was that the DNR have staff hand out brochures about the disease and also include them with every hunting license that's sold.
So they're certainly trying to spread awareness, and the state has also been monitoring CWD, as you say, for a long time, but there's still a lot of mystery about this disease. Is Wisconsin taking any new steps to learn more about it?
Yeah, as we've heard throughout this year, the Evers administration has really been focusing on research to base these decisions of how they should be managing the deer herd. Part of that is probably a little bit political because there's been pushback among Republican lawmakers and legislators after Governor Scott Walker directed agencies to craft emergency rules to help control the spread of CWD. So now there is more of a focus on getting the science first before making that decision. And that's generated a little bit of controversy among subgroups who feel like it's good to be basing decisions on science, but we also need to include regulations in that mix.
Yeah, I mean, didn't Governor Evers say that he wants to look at what other researchers around him are doing in other states before we put more budget money toward understanding CWD?
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, that was something that was mentioned at this meeting last month where the Wisconsin DNR had invited representatives of state wildlife agencies from across the Great Lakes states and even Missouri to talk about ways that they can control the spread of the disease by sharing information, leveraging resources so that they can get a better handle on it.
So is the DNR taking any new tack this fall or any new approach that might really impact CWD and contain it?
Well, this fall as part of I'm sorry, Kate, can you repeat the question?
Yeah. Do you see the DNR doing anything new and novel here as we try to contain CWD in the state?
So one of the things that they're doing that's new is that increased surveillance, for one. You know, this fall they're focusing on the northern counties in Wisconsin, which includes 18 counties, and they're going to be doing sampling there. They're also going to be doing sampling around areas that have had positive detections of the disease, whether it's been in the wild deer herd or near captive deer facilities or deer farms.
Danny, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Kate.
Danielle Kading is WPR's reporter in Superior. We've been talking about the DNR's new efforts to contain the spread of CWD. Coming up, we learn how local authorities have used eminent domain to acquire land for Foxconn's manufacturing plant in southeastern Wisconsin. You can join in, 800-642-1234. We'll be back in a moment here on the Ideas Network.